The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that when this Goy came to Hillel and asked him to teach him the whole Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, as he stood on one foot, his comment to him was very brief. The Loshon of the Gemara is, Madaloch Sani Lechavruch Lo Yisavid. That which to you is hateful, do not do to your friend. Ze Kol HaTorah Kula, this is the essence of the whole Torah, the Idoch Pirusha, and everything else is just explanation of this concept. Zil Gmor, now go and study. And the Marsha says that this Madaloch Sani, that which to you is hateful, do not do to your friend, is the posuk, is based on the posuk in the Torah, V'ahavta L'Reacho Kamoicho. The mitzvah of loving a fellow Jew to the extent as we love ourselves. And about that, Rabbi Akiva said, Ze klal godol b'Torah. This is a major concept, a pillar of our Torah, is V'ahavta L'Reacho Kamoicho. Having that love for a fellow Jew. Now the Ramban explains, and we know, that a person can't love anyone as much as he loves himself. That's something that's just b'teva, that's a natural phenomenon, that intense love that one has for oneself. However, what the mitzvah means, komoicho, the Ramban says, is just as about oneself one is concerned about his financial situation, his health situation, his home situation, his children, his business, his friends, his mood, his happiness, every aspect of his existence. So too, v'ahavta l'reicho kamoicho says, I am to love my friend with in every aspect, to be concerned about every aspect of his existence, not necessarily komoicho to the depth of feeling that I have for myself, which would be beyond one's capability, but in the breadth of issues, in the gamut of all the issues that I'm concerned for myself, I should have that feeling for my fellow Jew. So I thought it would be significant to try to delve a little bit into the parameters of this mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reacho Kamoicho. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught us that studying in depth the concepts of the Torah can have an enormous impact on our capability to observe those directives. In other words, the more that we know about the depth of the concept, the more that affects us that we should be able to live up to and to act according to those directives. Therefore, I think this exercise, and it's just a very brief one, could be very beneficial in that area as well. If you look on the first page in the Rambam, where it says, Shoftim Hilchus Ovel Perik, I don't know, Perik Yudalet, Perik Arba also. So the Rambam says like this, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Divreihem Levakir Choylim. It's a mitzvah midrabbonon. The Rabbonon instituted this mitzvah. It's only midrabbonon, the Rambam says, which means that min ha-Torah, you're not obligated to do it, to visit the sick. Lenachim Aveilim, to console the mourners. Lohitzi Ames, to take care of a dead body, to make sure it's taken care of. Lahachnis hakalo, to make sure that the kalo can get to the chuppah. Lelavas orchim, to be malava, to walk the orchim out when they leave. Lesasi b'kol tzorchei kvura, and to be oisik in everything has to do with the burial of a dead person. Los yisal hakotev, alele chalfonov, to carry it on the shoulders, to go in front of it, to say a hespid, to dig the grave and to bury it, and so forth. V'chein l'sameach choson v'kala v'choson, to rejoice a choson and a kala, that too is part of the mitzvah saseh midivreim, l'sadam v'chol tzurcheim, and to feed them accordingly. V'eilu hein gemilas chasodim shebegufa she'eilu hem shir. These are all acts of gemilas chasodim that have no limit. All of these things are gemilas chasodim, acts of bestowing chesed on someone else, and they have no shear, there's no amount, there's, you do as much as you can. There's infinite, sometimes endless opportunities. But they're all mitzvahs midrabbanan, which means according to the Torah, you don't have to perform these acts. Very strange. But then what the Rambam adds is even stranger. He said, Afal pi shekol mitzvah seilem midivreihem, even though all of these mitzvahs are only midrabbanan, harehein bichlal v'ahavta l'reach kamocha, they're included in the mitzvah of loving your fellow Jew as yourself. Kol hadvorim sha'ata roitze she'yasa oisam l'cho acherim, the things that you would want others to do to you, asei ato oisam l'achicho v'teru mitzvahs, do to them the things that you would want them to do to you, you should do to them. It's included in v'havta l'reichu k'moicha. Now the reality is this is very difficult to understand. Because if it's included in v'havta l'reichu k'moicha, that visiting the sick and consoling the mourners and taking care of the needs of a funeral and so forth and a chosen and a kala are included in v'havta l'reichu k'moicha, so then they are mitzvahs min ha-Torah. V'havta l'reichu k'moicha is a Torah principle. So that means the Torah obligates me to do these chasodim. So how does the Rambam say that they're gemilas chasodim, they're mitzvahs midivreihem, midrabbanan, if they're included in the obligation that the Torah obligates me to do? Doesn't make any sense. Very schwer. Make up your mind. Are these things included in v'havta l'reichu k'moicha, or are they not? If they are, then they should be mitzvahs min ha-Torah. But no, they're mitzvahs midivreihem, and yet they're included in v'havta l'reichu k'moicha. What is that all about? Okay, so let's see if we can't analyze a little bit this mitzvah of v'havta l'reichu k'moicha. It's very interesting to note that the Chofetz Chaim has two very famous works that he wrote. One is Hilchos Lashon Hara, Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and the other one is Avas Chesed. One talks about the prohibition against speaking Lashon Hara, and the other one speaks about the obligations to do acts of kindness. And in both, his format is that he has a list of all of the mitzvahs aseh and lois aseh that you fulfill when you, or that you violate when you speak Lashon Hara, or when you don't speak Lashon Hara, and when you do chesed, and when you don't do chesed. But what's very striking is that in Hilchos Lashon Hara, where he says that if you speak Lashon Hara, you violate v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicha. Because he says, if you loved your friend, you wouldn't speak Lashon Hara against him. So the speaking Lashon Hara, he says, shows that you don't love him, and it's a violation, a bittul of v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicha. When he lists the asay and lois asay that you do, or violate, or don't do in avas chesed, for not doing chesed, he does not list v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicha. Well, if you don't do chesed, the Chofetz Chaim ke'ilu forgot to list that you are mevatel v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicha. It sounds similar to the Rambam. It's getting very interesting that when you do an aveira, you hurt somebody, when you speak Lashon Hara, then you prove that you don't love him and you violated v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicha. On the other hand, when you just didn't do chesed, that's not a violation of v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicha, which would allow it to be mitzvah aseh midrabbanan, since it's not min ha-Torah, and we just have to understand, what does it mean that it's included? It doesn't elucidate the issue, but it's a very striking omission in avas chesed, that for not doing chesed, one is not considered having been mevatel v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicha. Let's look at the Sefer HaChinuch, that's number 3 on the first page. Mitzvahs Avas Yisroel. This is the mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch, describes the essence of mitzvahs, the basic parameters, and this is the mitzvah of Ahavta Reichu Kamoicha. Lehoiv kol echo mi Yisroel Avas Nefesh. The mitzvah is to love, a deep-rooted love for every Jew. Kloimar, shenachmol al Yisroel. Have rachmonis on him. Have mercy on him. V'al mamoinoi, and on his money. Just like you have rachmonis on yourself and on your own money, same thing with him. He says, that he brings the posuk, he brings the Gemara that we mentioned in the beginning, Da'aloch sani l'chavruch l'isavim. That which is you is to you is hateful, do not do to your friend. And Rabbi Kiva said, this is called Golovat Kolema. Harbi Mitzvah Torah Tluyos B'Kach. She'oyev es chavero kenafsho. If one truly loves his friend as himself, lo yignov memoino. He won't steal his money because I love you. V'lo yinaf es ishto. He won't violate his wife because I love you. V'lo yonehu b'mama v'lo b'dvorim. I'm not going to cause you any pain with words or any losses with money. V'lo yasik v'lo. I won't come into competition with you because I love you. V'lo yasik lo b'shum tzad. And I won't damage you in any way. V'chein kama mitzacheres tluyas bazeh. This is well known. Very interesting. When the Sefer HaChinuch says that the essence of the mitzvah is to love your fellow Jew as yourself, but the examples that he gives based on the Gemara, that which is hateful to you, don't do to your friend, are all not to hurt him. Not a word, thank you. Not a word about the fact that I should do the positive things for you. If I love you, why don't I do chesed? Why don't I take care of you? Why don't I give you? No, not a word. All it is love him, and therefore, because you love him, don't hurt him in any way. So it seems here that we're dealing with a split concept, a concept that's a little bit different than we would have thought. And I think the split really is very simple. The Chofetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hora writes, when you speak Lashon Hora against someone, it's nira ba'alil she'eno ohavo. It's quite obvious. It's blatantly obvious that you don't love him. Because if I loved you, how could I put you down in front of other people? I can't do it. If I truly loved you, the mitzvah is to love. But the sign that I am breaking that love, that I'm violating that love is not real, is because I'm putting you down in front of people. A loved one I would not put down in front of other people. However, it seems that when I don't do positive acts, that's not necessarily a breach of love. You know, I love you dearly, but I'm so tired. I really can't go now, travel 2 hours to the hospital or to be Menachem Oval or to the wedding. You know, it's out of town. I love you. Oh, my best wishes. I'll pray for you. But I'm lazy. I'm tired. I'm busy. It could be any other. It does not prove. It isn't a clear statement. The lack of doing something positive. Sometimes you ever have the feeling you don't want to go to be Menachem Oval because it's too painful. It's a tragic situation. I can't bring myself to go in there. Just, you know, sometimes it's too close to home and it's even more painful. There are tear deaths. I can't. Something comes up at home and I couldn't. I was going to go to the chasana, to go to the chuppah, and there was an emergency came up at home and one of the kids and this and that, and I was having a temper tantrum and I couldn't get out of the house. The not doing chesed does not prove my lack of love. Therefore, the geder of the mitzvah of v'ahavta reicho kamoicho is you must love your fellow Jew. When you hurt him, you are definitely expressing something that's lacking in your love. Therefore, that is a violation of v'ahavta reicho kamoicho. That is a bitl. However, when you don't do something positive, that is not a bitl of v'ahavta reicho kamoicho, because there might be any number of other reasons that have prevented me from doing it, when in reality, I still love you. However, as the Rambam says, when you do positive acts, they're nichlal in v'ahavta reicho kamoicho. It's a kiyum of v'ahavta reicho kamoicho. Why? Because if I do chesed to you, that means I care about you. So even though the mitzvah is not mechayev those things, and they're only mitzvahs asei midrabonon, because min ha-Torah, the only thing that you're mechuyev with v'ahavta reicho kamoicho is not to hurt a fellow Jew. But doing chesed is not part of the obligation, because since the obligation is love, the doing chesed is not a contradiction to the love. I may love you, but other circumstances interfere. But if I hurt you, that's a sign, a definitive sign, a clear statement that love is lacking. And therefore, that's a bitl of v'ahavta reicho kamoicho. That would seem to be the explanation of these interesting phenomenon. Now, that would fit very well with number one. If you look at number one here, it says Halach in Chesh Mishpat, at the end of Chesh Mishpat, it says Horeas Chaveru Teveya Bayam. See a friend drowning in the ocean, or listim boy malov, or armed bandits are coming to attack him, or chayaroa, or a wild animal is coming to attack him. You could save him, or you could hire people to save him, and you don't do it. If you look down the end, so he says, "What are you over? Over aloi samoid adam reacho." When you could have saved a life of a fellow Jew, Reacho, and you don't do so, you violate the love, you've over the love of the Torah. Do not stand by idly when your brother's blood is being shed. But the Mechaber does not mention that you're over v'ahav t'recho k'moicho. He's drowning, you're over v'ahav t'recho, but not a bit of v'ahav t'recho k'moicho. I'm afraid of the water. I'm afraid of wild animals. I don't know. I had a panic attack. It doesn't prove I don't love you. When I don't do something, when I don't step up to the plate, it's not a proof that I don't love you. I love you dearly, but something else interfered. But when I hurt you, then that's a violation of a hafta. Over here, since all it is not doing something positive, I didn't save you when you were drowning, throw out a rope or go out, swim out to get you. I didn't save you from this wild animal. I didn't do this. Those things are all the lack of a positive action, nothing negative. Therefore, the only thing you're mevatel is your oiver is v'loi samal dam reacho. But it's not a bitl of v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicho, because v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicho is about not hurting. And here, I didn't hurt you. I just didn't do something positive to save you. That would all be very good, except for one problem. If you look at number five, the last piece in these Marim HaKoyimus, there's an interesting halacha in Hilchas Tzedakah. It says, Hamalim Einov Mipidyon Shvuyim. One who closes his eyes against the situation of Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim in those days, man, when even today, when someone is taken captive, their life is in danger. It's a kidnapping, they were taken captive, they're being held for a ransom. People are notorious, when you don't pay the ransom, to make sure that you never see this ransomed individual again. So it's a matter of life and death. One who hides his eyes from Pidyon Shvuyim, over alois ames es levovcho, he violates what the Torah says, don't harden your heart, v'alois sikpots es yodcho, and don't tighten your fist about giving money, v'alois samal al dam reacho, yeah, same thing as not saving him. Don't allow someone to do such inflict such pain in front of you. Ubitl mitzvahs, and he's mevatel asay of pasach tiftach es yodcholoi. Open your hand and give, because you're mechuyev to give for pidyon shvuyim. Mechuyev to give all your money to save another life. Chayecha koydem lechayech haveru. The Chofetz Chaim says ve'ein mamoincha koydem lechayech haveru. Your money doesn't come in front of someone else's life. You have to give your money. The Mechaber says, the same Mechaber who in Osama Dam Reacho did not bring V'ahavta L'reacho K'moicho, says that if you don't do Pidyon Shvuyim, which is an inaction, not an action, all I'm doing is sitting tight and holding on to my money, we just made a whole presentation and just showed from so many different sources, including the Mechaber and Chesha Mishpot, that is only considered mevutol when you do a negative thing. But when you don't do a positive, it's not considered that you're mevatol v'ahavta l'reichu k'moicho. And here in Hilchas Pidyon Shvuyim, we find just the opposite. We find that even though all I'm doing is sitting tight and not doing anything negative, you know, I have a problem. Now, Pidyon Shvuyim, by the way, all your money is meshubin. You have to give all your money for Pidyon Shvuyim. Someone's life is at stake. There's no chemesh, there's no cap, there's no chayecha koydim, mamoycha koydim. Now, but I'm not giving it. So that is considered a bitl of a havta l'reicho k'moicho. And if you tell me, well, it's because of his life, by Lo Samar Adam Reyacho, when he was drowning, I wasn't over Hafer Reicho Kamoicho. All I was over there was Lo Samar Adam Reyacho. And yet the same Mechaber in Yoredeya says by Pidyon Shvuyim, you're going to be over also for Hafer Reicho Kamoicho. Gam Lo Samar Adam Reyacho, and Gam Lo Hafer Reicho Kamoicho. Hayitochin. How could it be? For Havdereicho Kamoicha is clearly Madaluch Sanil Chavruch Loi Savid. It's not to hurt him in the negative, not to be Moinea, not to withhold the positive. That's not a violation of Havdereicho Kamoicha. I think to answer this, you have to say the following. Pidyon Shvuyim is different from Stam Tzedakah. Tzedakah, I have to give Tzedakah. Okay, it's a mitzvah to give Tzedakah. I don't have any special, no oni has a special lien on my tzedakah money. I have to give, and I choose where to give. Pidyon Shvuyim places a shibud on your money because you're mechuyev to give away all your money. There's no other priority that's greater than a life. Just like we violate the whole Torah to save a life, the same thing, we have to give away all our money to save a life. All our money is meshubad. You know, there was a shaila many years ago in Europe where there were 10 people in a city, and somebody was from that city, 10 balabatim, and someone from that city was taken captive. And so each person, everyone was mechuyev and pidyon shvuyim, and they all had to split it. It was a $1,000 ransom. Each person had to give $100. One guy refused to give. So what's the din? Does everyone else have to give their 100? Or is now everyone mechuyev to make up the slack, to give for the guy who didn't give? And the psak was that everyone's mechuyev to give the additional money to. Why? Because really we're all mechuyev in the whole Pidyon Shvuyim. Every Jew has an obligation to anyone's life is in danger to give all his money. And the reason that we split it up is because since each one has the obligation, we split it up, each one does a share. But when one refuses to do the share, then my original obligation kicks in. And now I have to give more. And if two refuse, I have to give more. And if nine refuse, I got to give it all. Because Pidyon Shvuyim is meshabed my money. So I would like to suggest, if that's true, since there's a shibud means he has a lien. It's like he has a mortgage on my money. He owns my money. What am I doing when I don't pay Pidyon Shvuyim? I'm withholding the shibud. I'm doing something negative. It's not really just sitting back and doing nothing. I'm holding your money. I'm withholding the money that's already meshuba, that's owed to you. And I'm holding it back. I refuse to give it. I'm a chuyif to give it. It belongs to you. Pidyon Shvuyim, my money is meshuba to the shavui. If that's the case, so then what I'm really doing by holding back the Pidyon Shvuyim is really this sense of, it's an action. It's a metaphysical action. It's not a physical action, but it's an action. It's a negative. I'm holding back your money. It's your money. It's not like by Stalker that I'm holding back my money. I'm not giving. But here I'm holding back your money because your money is meshubed. My money is meshubed to you. Therefore, I'm holding back the money that belongs to you. That too is considered an action. And that too proves when you're restraining the money that is meshubed to me, that proves that you don't love me, because that is a negative act, just like the other negative acts that a person is not allowed to do because of Havdereicho Kamoicho. But when I just don't save you, even though a life is at stake, and it's the same thing in terms of the life, but it's different in terms of the fact that I'm not doing anything. Over here, I'm doing anything because I'm holding back that shibud. That's basically the story. But once I'm here, I would like to just mention one other point that I think is significant. Rashi has two pshotim in the Gemara of Mada Loch Sani Lechavrach Loisavid. The second pshat is, it's Vahavtereicho Komoicho, Mitzvah Drabonon, as we just discussed. But there's a first pshat. Rashi says, he brings the posuk in Mishlei, Re'acho V'Re'a Ovicho Al Tazoiv. Your friend and the friend of your father do not forsake. And that, Rashi explains, refers to Hashem. Rashi explains that madaloch sagi, that which to you is hateful, don't do to your friend. The friend over here refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what it is to have a relationship with a friend. You cannot violate the parameters of that relationship. You have to be loyal in that relationship. You can't cheat in that relationship. You can't deny your responsibilities in that relationship. So too, the klal godel b'Torah, that which the Hillel told the goy is kol ha-Torah kula v'idach b'yusha, zil gmar, this is the whole Torah, the rest is just explanation. Now go and study. That, according to the first pshat in Rashi, refers to our relationship with Hashem. That means that according to the first pshat in Rashi, the essence of kol ha-Torah kula is to appreciate our relationship with Hashem. And I find it so sad that in the world today, this concept of relationship with Hashem seems to be so foreign. People look askance when you talk that way. People think it's bizarre kind of talk. People have lost the appreciation of Shlema HaMelech Shir HaShirim, where he says that it's all about this relationship, this loving relationship between Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And Shlema HaMelech prophesies to us that even in the long and bitter golos in which we find ourselves today, he says that the love of Hashem is still as intense for us as it ever was, even though it's behester ponim, we may not see it as openly. And our love for Hashem is as intense as it ever was, even though when we look in the mirror, we can't seem to find it. But it's there, it's buried, it's there, it's real. That loving relationship is as palpable, is as romantic, is as exciting, is as real as it was when we stood by Har Sinai. It's just, it's a little bit in hiding. Hashem is in hiding in the Golos, and our feelings seem to be a little bit hidden sometimes from us. But if we focus on Shlema HaMelech's prophecy, and we focus on the klal that Hillel said to the Goy, that Zeh Kol HaTorah Kula, and the first pshat of Rashi is that it's our relationship with Hashem, I think we can bring forth that relationship. And there is a connection. Because to the degree that we have a relationship, Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, we're capable of a relationship with Hashem. In fact, Rashi's Loshon is that when you have a relationship with a friend, you know what it is. It's on human terms. It's easier. It's less abstract. It's less remote from us. So when I fulfill the v'ahavta l'recho k'moicho to my fellow Jew, then I have the ability to rise from that and to even engage in a dynamic relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And both of these together seem to represent kol ha-Torah kula v'iduch pirusha. And then we could take Hillel's advice and say, Zil Gmor, we just have to continue learning.